July 7th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, the reason I come here, the reason I speak to you here, is to provide spiritual nourishment for the journey into eternity. All around you, Satan is trying to influence you and to draw you on to the path of perdition. His is the mass media, fashion, and entertainment. Every aspect of the truth is under attack by evil. If you are not aware of this, you cannot defend yourselves against any evil influence. You must recognize the enemy of your salvation wherever holy love is blasphemed. No one enters paradise who does not live in holy love. You must accept being martyrs of love, just as the apostles did. Your lives must challenge the errors in the world. Sound morals are slipping away. Do not accept what the world accepts as truth. Begin by praying for the heartbeat bill to be approved by your Supreme Court. Unite in this effort. In your unity is your strength." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 6. "I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all, and through all, and in all." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.